Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Ray Keating. Ray is the chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, an organization I've been telling you about for a long time. Actually, just about pretty darn near 14 years I've been telling you about SBE Council. And he's the author of a number of books, including his new book, Chuck Versus the Business World, which is an outstanding book that I encourage you to find. Ray Keating, welcome back.
Morning, Jim. How are you?
I'm great. It's good to have you back, as always.
Good to be here. Good to be here.
So, the one of the most interesting components of one of the most interesting election seasons in my lifetime, probably the most interesting election year of my lifetime, that one component is what's become to be called Obamacare.
And oh, you're absolutely right.
And yeah. And there are so many. I mean, this is like, if you're a pundit, if you're a political pundit, if you love politics, if you love the give and the take, and the who knows what's going to happen next, this season is the gift that keeps on giving, isn't it?
Oh yeah. Well, especially on so many levels, but.
And Obamacare is its own. Obamacare is its own little. It's its own little ecosystem in that world, isn't it?
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. And you know, this election season already. I mean, the fact that we're talking about an election season already with the election a year away is amazing. But we've all been interested in you know what I've been calling these penny stocks that keep emerging on the Republican side, and they go up and then they go down. And But in the midst of this are, obviously, and the reason that you, I think, say that the election is so important, and I would agree with you, is that there are some big, major, substantive issues that matter to small businesses and matter to the economy. And number one, arguably, on the hit parade is Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And the polls, what's fascinating about this issue is when something like this passed, you know, the American people usually kind of think about it, you know, they're like, for a while, maybe they're upset, but all of a sudden it just becomes part of the accepted deal. Okay, this is here, I'm not happy about it. And they move on.
Mm-hmm.
But they have not done that with Obamacare.
Yeah.
Obamacare has stayed central to the American people. Overwhelmingly, in the polling, people say it's a negative for the country. And what's interesting is, depending on which pollster you want to pick, they all show, though, that a majority, or at least that people favoring repeal outstrip the people that think that it should stay around.
One of the reasons I think that's the case, Ray, because as you know, you're a pro at this. I don't have a life, so I know a lot about these things, and I care about these things. The kind of in the weeds stuff. There are plenty of in the weeds things about this bill that people like you and I can get excited about, but regular folks walking around out there who actually have lives and who are interested in other things, there's plenty of things in this bill to torque them as well. I mean, this thing, if my dad were here, he would say this thing was put together with baling wire. That's how he would describe it. He would say, "This thing is held together with baling wire," and that's not a compliment, Ray. That's a pejorative reference, I promise you. And because look at all the different things, and you pointed this out in an article that you published recently. Look at all the different little disparate pieces that they had to put together to find $5 here and $10 there to make this thing work. And it's falling, the baling wire is coming apart now, isn't it?
Oh, you're right. I mean, if you just want to talk about the tax issue, you're absolutely right. I mean, You know, last year you had the first tax that went into effect was a tax on indoor tanning services.
Right.
And then from there, you know.
Well, don't forget, Ray, the 1099. See, this is the thing that's kept small business owners engaged in this. When small business owners, and you guys did more than anybody to point this out for folks, you and Karen and others, is that when small business owners realized that we were going to be punished, tax-paying small business owners were going to be punished with extra work just to allegedly help pay for this, that kept small business owners engaged in this thing.
Oh, absolutely right. And then go from there in terms of we're trying to, you know, the idea here supposedly is we're going to try to lower health care costs. Well, what are we going to do? Well, we're going to slap pharmaceutical manufacturers with a higher tax.
Yeah.
Well, please explain to me how that works.
Hold on to that thought, Ray. We're going to come back, folks, and talk some more about this, especially the issue of the Supreme Court and how that's going to play out. 22. Stay with us.
Started walking, couldn't stop, turning it over.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.